The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're anything like me and you won over a quarter of a million quid, you'd immediately think, how can I invest this money wisely to future-proof myself and my finances? So Sinead Ryan is here, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk, consumer journalist as well. Unfortunately, Sinead, I'm quite out of the age bracket we're talking about today in terms of it.
I'm just shocked. Imagine my surprise. I also don't believe what you just said there, but I don't think you believe it either.
I don't. I certainly don't. So 18 to 30 year olds. So
yes.
You're going to be here over the next couple of weeks talking about kind of different age course, the same advice, well, the same kind of ballpark advice,
yeah,
but for different age groups. So financial advice for 18 to 30 year olds this week.
Yeah. Now, look, at this age, you know, you have a kind of a broad range of people, but mostly it's people starting their career, starting their first job, maybe even student jobs if they're still in college, working their way up to proper, you know, first proper full-time job. So this is the time when you're least likely to learn lessons about money, right?
Yeah.
You've literally just been handed a wadge of it. And then next month there's going to be another wadge of it and you can't believe your luck. So you blow it all,
yes,
right? And that's fine.
Glory days.
Do it, do it, do it. Knock yourself out for a while.
Yes.
You also are in possession of the most important commodity when it comes to money and finances, and that's time.
Mm-hmm.
You will never, ever be this young again. So the effect of money and time together is powerful. It's an absolute rocket going off, and we call it compound interest. And in school, of course, we all learned about that, but it's only really in life you learn the application of it. And this is the time to do it. So there's two things going on at this age. The first is really you could be saddled with debt, you know.
Yeah, let's start then with people maybe in that category.
Yeah.
People who are starting off in the workforce, but they had to take student loans to get themselves through. So they've got a bit. You're not going to have months, you're not going to have a mortgage hanging over you at this age, we will assume, but you might have a few thousand euro worth of debt.
Yeah, I mean, and like a master's or higher, like that's going to cost a chunk of change. So you might owe money to somebody, even if it's your parents or a bank or whatever. So clearing that debt has to be your priority because compound interest works both ways.
Yes.
And actually getting rid of it is the best single thing you can do with your money for two reasons. One, because it releases you from the burden of the capital, but secondly, it frees up your monthly income when it's gone, okay? Okay, so it's really important to do that. So when you're starting out like that, you're going to need to start working off a budget. And you will have done that as a student. How much do I have to pay for this, for that, the other? You have a roof over your head, you have to eat, you have to live, whatever. But debt repayment can be really powerful. And the reason is because debt follows you throughout life.
Mm.
And you have access to credit now, which you wouldn't have had before. Banks will be falling over themselves to give you money. Credit cards, loans, you know, car finance, all kinds of things. And it's very tempting to do that. But clearing that solid debt is equally as important. And I would just say to anybody at this age, look, you're going to be in debt all of your life, one way or the other, pretty much until, you know, you own your own home or unless you win the cash machine. So do try and clear that debt if you can, or at least put some money towards servicing it. Because in the future, you won't have a house yet, you won't have a mortgage yet, or even the deposit for it, but you will be appearing on the central credit register.
Yeah.
And that's the credit rating that allows you to get that in the future. If you're on it because you've missed payments or you haven't managed debt or you've stuck your fingers in your ears, that's going to have implications later on.
Okay, so if you've got that debt, some of that disposable income, start servicing it.
Yep.
What about acquiring new debt? So as you say, you've got the banks and everybody who'll be kind of throwing credit cards your way. And the temptation would be to take those credit cards and put a few holidays on them.
And look, Kieran, nobody needs a credit card. There is literally no need for it now because everybody's on this debit card payment system. If it's not within your own funds, obviously the advice is not to spend it. I'm not actually worried about younger people now on credit cards. Hardly any of them are taking them out. What they are doing is taking out microfinancing, and that's buy now, pay later. The likes of Klarna, Amazon Pay, you know, Revolut Pay. So these are where you're, you know, they used to be reserved for big ticket items, a suite of furniture or a big
TV.
Now
they're doing it for takeaway.
I know. And
I mean, like, at least you can still sit in the sofa after a few months.
Yeah. And the problem with it is because those micro debts stack up. So it becomes a habit and it becomes the normal way to pay for things. And I do hear the argument from younger people, it's free, I don't have to pay anything for 3 months and all that. Now, see, that's fine until the 3 months come and they start pounding your current account. And if that happens like 4 days before payday, you could end up in overdraft. The interest there is not free.
Yeah.
And you could end up hammered and again getting onto the credit register for all kinds of wrong reasons. So I would, if you need access to credit, that is tends to be a budgeting issue. All right.
Yeah.
Organise an overdraft with your bank. Dip into it if you need if needs be. But if you're doing it all the time, you need to sit down
yeah.
and look at
your Or if it's the big suite of furniture or whatever, the one-off type.
Yeah,
thing.
For sure. I mean, none of us could buy a house.
Takeaway. You know, need buy now for the local yeah. Indian.
But we see people don't need it. What they're doing is it becomes just such a habit. It becomes the click, the automatic click rather than the thinking about
yes.
the thing. And the micro debts can... And I'm finding people now getting into terrible trouble by the age of 25 or 26... really desperately in debt with all those stacked up like little Lego blocks.
Okay, so we're saying service some of the debt if you have it. Don't go acquiring new debt. But as you said, not an issue with credit cards, but those kind of buy now, pay later. Avoid unless it's a real big ticket item. Let's imagine then for a moment, and we're probably moving slightly up into our age cohort now. We're beyond kind of the 18, 19, 20 year olds. We're up into mid-20s and they've a bit more disposable income and they're actually thinking, you know what? Time to start thinking about longer term stuff. Mm. Savings, house deposit, maybe, dare I say it, putting a few quid towards a pension.
I know. And look, this is something that lots of younger people don't like to think about. Well, certainly the pension end of things. There is an economist, Elizabeth Warren. She ran for the Democratic presidency a few years back. She's a senator. She came up with this fabulous thing called the 50-30-20 rule, right? Where you should
Sorry,
spend...
Sorry, she came up with
yeah,
that? I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gas. Anyway.
And look, it's not always possible. And certainly in Ireland, chasing property, it's not always possible. But 50% of your income should go on servicing your needs. Okay.
Yeah.
30% on your wants. So that's the stuff that you'd like in the future and 20% save it. Right. And I think that's a pretty good thing to work off. Where are you putting money to savings? I don't buy into this thing that savings are a good idea and you should have savings. If they're not purposed, they'll just end up in a big black hole and you'll just dip into them as you need them. And that's not really saving. Mm. So they should always have a purpose. What is it for? Rather than where am I putting it? Okay. Why am I putting it? And what is it for? And when do I need the money back? And that'll inform how you look at it and how you invest. For the longer term stuff, we're back to our old friend.
And the pensions, does that come out of that 20 as well? Or is that in the 50?
See,
that a need?
So most people, if they're working in a full-time proper job from next January, will be automatically enrolled into a works pension scheme anyway, okay? But I would say avoid that if your company already offers a scheme, right? Jump at it. It is literally free money, okay? Let me give you an example of how the sums work. And I know people kind of get bored by this stuff. You have somebody of 25 who invests $5,000 a year, okay? In a modest interest rate, right?
Yeah.
$5,000 a year, just for 10 years, 25 to 35
yeah.
and stops.
Yeah.
Doesn't invest anything else. So they put in 50,000.
Yeah.
By age 65, that's worth 850,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Now,
yeah.
their colleague who blows the money starts saving at 35 and saves all the way up to 65. So they put in 150,000.
Yeah.
That'll be worth 660,000.
You've just depressed everybody age 35 plus without a pension.
So you literally, the most important thing you have is time.
Yeah.
And time and even the tiniest bit of money
yes.
can make an incredible difference to somebody who's pots of money later on and leaves it too late.
Yeah. All right.
This is your moment, folks.
Sinead's
Save
advice
your money.
Enjoy it for a few years. You know what I mean? Paycheck to paycheck is fine for
well,
a
you know me, Kieran.
Start,
enjoy
it
modestly.
Yeah. Everything in moderation, even moderation. Service that debt. Don't acquire any additional debt. If you're going to save money, put a label on what you're saving for.
Exactly. And put it out of sight, out of mind. Don't keep it all in a deposit account, one tap away from your current account. Like keep it in a separate institution if needs be. If you need to mind yourself from yourself.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. And oh God, you cannot hide from the maths, no matter how much you might want to in terms of putting money into a pension. Sinead, thank you very much. Sinead will be back at the same time next week. Looking at people north of the age of 30. I might fall into this bracket. It depends how far north we go of 30. Sinead Ryan is presenter of the Hope Show here on News Talk, consumer journalist as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.